This is The Manager's Moment, and I am your host, Belinda Brummer. In episode 4 of season 1, I spoke with Mike Curran. Mike talked about how, coming into his 40s and for the first time, he unexpectedly gained a mentor.
The accidental mentor. I didn't know I needed a mentor, and someone became a mentor, and it's turned my career, but also it's turned on how I manage people, and I do this now.
This is a short bonus episode in which Mike talks about his doubts about formalized mentoring programs and what it means to be an anti-mentor. We'll skip the introductions and dive straight in.
A mentor is somebody that unselfishly invests their time in you, and maybe sometimes unbeknownst to them, they just like doing it, and they give you the value of their experience, and it could be a week's experience, a year's experience. And they give it for nothing. And they really give that up. In thinking of that word that I use, the accidental mentor, I think it's so important because a lot of organizations would say we have a mentoring program. And I find that challenging. Is there longevity to that? Because a relationship between person A and person B is hard to force. And it has to be quite natural, because if it's not natural, you're not fully open, and you're not open to all of the criticisms and challenges and tough questions and the reality of giving an honest feedback and learning all of that. Anti-mentor is the complete opposite, and it's someone that probably should be a mentor as a line manager or someone else and does not invest, and they're about the doing and the result only. And actually, they're probably doing everything in their power to affect that culture in a negative way because of their own behavior. And it is the least mentoring environment that you could find yourself in. I was in a role like that. I smile and I'm laughing thinking about it because I was in there and I can't believe I was in it. But I will absolutely say I learned so much from that. I learned so much, and they are mental triggers in my mind when I feel culture slipping, going, no, we're going to pull this back. We're going to review our daily meetings and our weekly meetings. We need to remind ourselves why we do this. This isn't a check. This is collaborative. So there's a positive to having gone through it. I just wouldn't wish it on anyone else.
That's it, folks. Episode 5 will be released shortly. In that episode, I speak with Brenda McGurk, Head of Product at Soapbox Labs, about, among other things, how where, when, and into which community you are born shapes you. The Manager's Moment, seeing the person in this and every moment.